on an overcast, windy September 14th. We say good afternoon from Open Space Park in Sioux Center as the North College Defenders and the Midland Warriors get set for the Great Plains Athletic Conference football opener for both teams. Both teams come in with wins in their non-conference games. Midland to Victor a couple of weeks ago. They had last Saturday off, while the North College Defenders traveled to Madison, South Dakota, and defeated Dakota State last week 14-13. Both teams come into today's contest 1-0. For the North College Defenders, they will have a stiff challenge in front of them, as they will be a bit shorthanded this afternoon, learning earlier this week that Bryce Ressler will not be playing today, and we will see how his recovery from knee surgery goes, but in all likelihood, it will be a while if we see, it will be a while for sure before we see Bryce Ressler again, if at all, this season. We'll talk about that as we get into our pregame show. We visited with Coach Greg Youngblood earlier today about his quarterback situation and also about last week. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference football for today. The commissioner, Corey Westra, back with a check on GPAC football right after this.
The classroom isn't the...
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, September 14th. Brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. Welcome to GPAC Football once again for this new season, and we begin with a look back at last week's games around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. A week ago Thursday night, it was Concordia with a big win in Liberty, Missouri against William Jewell, NCAA Division II, the final 30-15 in favor of the Bulldogs. Also last Saturday, here were the finals in the GPAC, all non-conference. Number 17, Tabor over Nebraska Wesleyan, 10-9. Wisconsin Stout, Division III, over Dakota Wesleyan, 35-20. Hastings at home over Kansas Wesleyan, 38-20, the final score. Dorda winner at Dakota State, 14-13. It was 13th-ranked Northwestern, a winner on the road at Bacone, 55-37. Top-ranked Morningside, big second half, knocks off receiving votes, Valley City State, 56-28. And in overtime, Friends of Kansas defeats Doan, ranked 20th. The final was 24-21. Taking a look at the Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week for last week. On offense, Davis Blumendahl, quarterback from Northwestern. Defensively, Eric Griffith, defensive back from Hastings College. And on special teams, Jordan Peterson of Doan College. That's a look back at last week across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after the break, we'll preview the five openers within the league this Saturday. Coming up right after this about the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
There are five conference openers around the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. We begin with what has been dubbed the NAIA Game of the Week from the NAIA Facebook page, and that is Doan hosting Northwestern in Crete at 1 o'clock. The Red Raiders at 1-0 come in ranked 13th. Doan is 0-1, ranked 20th. Doan, a overtime loss at Friends in the opening week of the season. 2 years ago, Doan upended Northwestern and Crete, ending the Red Raiders' playoff chances. That year should be another great matchup. The NAIA Game of the Week is Doan hosting Northwestern at Alpapik Field in Crete, Nebraska. Midland at Dort for a 1 o'clock kick in Sioux Center. Both teams are 1-0. Midland has not played in 2 weeks, however. Dort did play last week with their win against Dakota State. Midland 2 weeks ago beat Mayville State in Fremont. Dakota Wesleyan and Briarcliff will meet at the Dakota Dome, Briarcliff's new home field. All five of their home games under the roof of the dome this year. 1 o'clock kick in Vermilion. Both the Cliff and Wesleyan are 0-1. Hastings is at Concordia for a 7 o'clock game in Seward. The Bulldogs, an impressive 1-0 start to the year. Win over William Jewell, NCAA Division II. Hastings win over Kansas Wesleyan last week. Again, Hastings at Concordia, an old Nebraska rivalry there. 7 o'clock kick at Bulldog Stadium. They'll have a new scoreboard, video board, in fact, at Seward for that one. Should be an outstanding environment for the Bulldogs and the Broncos. And finally, number one team in the country, Morningside at 1-0, will host Nebraska Wesleyan, who's receiving votes. This is an intriguing matchup as well, as Nebraska Wesleyan 2 years ago went into Sioux City and defeated the Mustangs. The Mustangs recovered that year and still won the league with one loss. But the Nebraska Wesleyan and Morningside have played some great ones over the years under the lights at Olsen Stadium this week in Sioux City. So that's a look at your matchups for this Saturday of GPAC football. Again, to learn more, go to our website. That's GPACSports.com, where you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This is your GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra.
The Midland Warriors are 1-0 this season. They're playing in their first Great Plains Athletic Conference tournament of the season. The Warriors are coached by Josh Gehring, who's in his second season at the helm of the program at Fremont, Nebraska. Midland's lone test this season was a 31-27 decision. They won over Mayville State back on August 31. The Warriors were outgained 404-298, but forced three turnovers while committing just two of their own. Midland took advantage of a short field in the first quarter to score a touchdown with a 19-yard scoring drive and got a touchdown early in the second quarter on a fumble recovery and return from 10 yards out. Corey Meshack gained 74 yards on 13 carries. Michael Carls had 41 yards rushing on 15 attempts. Carls also completed 12 of 21 passes for 170 yards and three touchdown tosses. Alex Moreland caught three passes for 58 yards, and Kirk Zinnerman had three catches for 39 yards and a touchdown. Dalton and Andre Jenkins both had interceptions, and Mark Ingraham had the fumble recovery and returned for a touchdown. For the Defenders, they're 1-0 after a win over Dakota State last weekend. The Defenders were able to preserve the win as they blocked a 39-yard field goal attempt as time expired, securing the road win. The Defenders outgained Dakota State 310-276 and had 188 yards on the ground and 122 in the air. Courtney Samuel led the Dort College ground attack with 60 yards on 12 carries. Leonard Manuel had 9 carries for 43 yards. Aaron Francis, Trey Pickney, and Daniel Fennig had 29, 29, and 22 yards, respectively. Bryce Russler was 8 of 12 in the air and had two touchdown passes. Zamper Holst caught three passes for 58 yards and a touchdown, while Leonard Manuel, Fennig, Pickney, Darrell Van Grau, and Aaron Francis all had one catch each. Van Grau's catch was a touchdown grab of 25 yards. Defensively, Seth Vandevort and Cole McLean each had 13 tackles, Micah Applegate 11. Sean Quinlan got credit for 1.5 tackles for loss, and Cameron Petrie had an interception. McLean had a tackle for a loss and recovered a fumble. Heath Bonestrel punted five times, averaged 37.4 yards per punt, with a long of 57. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back visiting with Coach Greg Youngblood right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR, 88.5 FM.
A Dort College education doesn't stop when you leave campus. God's World is a big place, and for many students, an off-campus program is an essential part of their education. On an off-campus program, students can gain valuable internship experiences, explore incredible new places, and immerse themselves in a new culture, all while earning credit toward graduation. With more than 30 semester and summer programs to choose from, you're sure to find a cross-cultural experience that appeals to you. I'm the coordinator of off-campus programs, Linda Schrodermeyer. Learn more at dort.edu. A Dort College education doesn't stop when you leave campus. God's World is a big place, and for many students, an off-campus program is an essential part of their education. On an off-campus program, students can gain valuable internship experiences, explore incredible new places, and immerse themselves in a new culture, all while earning credit toward graduation. With more than 30 semester and summer programs to choose from, you're sure to find a cross-cultural experience that appeals to you. I'm the coordinator of off-campus programs, Linda Schrodermeyer. Learn more at dort.edu.
As we prepare for the Midland versus Dort College football broadcast, let's visit with the Dort College head football coach, Greg Youngblood. And coach, your team, last week got that win over Dakota State 14-13. What did you see that you liked last week? And I'm sure getting a season opening win is one of those things that the coaching staff likes to see.
Sure, absolutely. I think, you know, I always feel good about getting some momentum from a win first week. I think positives were that offensively we didn't turn the ball over. We had the one interception, but other than that, we didn't turn the ball over on offense. Obviously, we had the one turnover on special teams, which did hurt us a lot. But from an offensive standpoint, that's something that we really emphasize this offseason. So that was a good step in the right direction. We had production on offense as far as 300 yards of offense and moving the ball. Obviously, other than our first drive, we had a few other drives stall, and then we kind of bogged down the second half. So that's the things we got to get better. But I thought production-wise, we did some good things. Defensively, you know, we did a good job of making stops when we needed to. There were times we gave up a little bit of yardage, but we always were able to keep them out of the end zone for the most part. You know, they're obviously both their scores came off of special teams miscues, the blocked punt and then the fumble in the inside the red zone. So our defense really did a good job, you know, bending and not breaking. And so those are two things. And this overall, our guys, just we talked a lot about, you know, trusting what's going on and staying with the game plan and the way they fought back. When we had, even though we had the lead, we had lost momentum in the second half and they were driving. And, you know, you never had the sense that our team was kind of thinking, oh, what's going to happen, or are we going to find a way to lose? You know, we felt this vibe that, hey, we felt confident we can win this game still, and that's big because mentally, when our program is growing and trying to get wins, you know, that's always one of the biggest things is the mental part, is pushing through the adversity and making sure that, you know, you don't mentally let down or you know, wait to not make a mistake. Try not to make a mistake instead of playing aggressive. And so that was a good sign from our guys. But definitely we got a lot of areas we got to improve on for this week.
Offensively, it felt like you were really close to breaking some big plays. You had one called back with a penalty. But I just got that sense that you were one step, one block away from a few big plays on offense.
Right. That's how we felt for sure. And so we took it as a positive that we're real close, and you're right. A lot of times it was one block here, one miscue here. We had a lot of third and shorts and fourth and shorts. We didn't convert one of them, and we punted a couple times, converted a few others. But we had a lot of those where we were right there, ready to do it. And like you said, we had the potential. So we know that's there, and we know that if we can improve on those things, we definitely can score some points.
A new thing this year is the Pizza Ranch Player of the Game that you're naming. You're naming six different players, offense, defense, special teams, and then you're doing the same thing for the scout teams. Let's talk a little bit about those players and their contributions last week. Sanford Holst on offense had probably as good a catch as I've seen in small college football to set up one of your scores.
Right. Sam is a huge play for us, and he's been doing that in practice. He's been, you know, in the spring game last year. He's shown that he can be a big play guy. Go get the football. He's also a big physical guy, and part of that award was how well he blocks in the perimeter. But he had the touchdown catch for us, and has been, you know, even though we don't throw it a lot, and we throw it, he's the kind of guy you want to be throwing it to.
Seth Vandervoort on defense. He's been an anchor for 3+ years now, and it was more of the same on Saturday.
Absolutely. I think there's no question our defense being down a couple linebackers already. You know, Seth was kind of the lone survivor in there, and he did what a senior veteran does, is he stepped up and made plays himself with 13 overall tackles, but also was really huge in lining our guys up right and making sure with some other freshmen in there, making sure they knew what was going on. And that type of leadership is so huge. So he just does a tremendous job, and it was just more of the same for him.
Special teams, Cole McLean, every time I looked up on one of those punt coverages, it was number 10 being the first guy there on the ball carrier.
Absolutely. I think we did a great job on coverage. I think they only averaged 3 yards per return, and Cole was a big part of that. He also was a big factor on that fake punt and making that stop, so he was well-deserving on that award.
Part of getting a team ready for the weekend is a scout team, and you had three freshmen named your scout team earning those honors, Kyle Melton on offense, David Alderman on defense, and Matthew Potroff on special teams. Those guys might not see the field a whole lot, but they are able to contribute in practice.
Absolutely, and that's why we give them an award, because we tell them, even if they don't play a play on Saturday, any success we have is much of them helping us get ready during the week, and they need to understand they're just as big a part of this team in that aspect as our starters are, because football is a numbers game, and you got to have guys that, you know, are going to be good players in the future, but it's not their time yet. You got to have guys willing to sacrifice and be that look squad and do those things that aren't always fun, and they did a great job, so we're excited that those guys are here and with us.
Midland, the opponent today, they played 2 weeks ago. They had last week off. They've had a little more time to prepare for you. What do you see from Midland?
Midland's a good young team, you know, and they're young like we are, but they do have a returning quarterback who we've seen on film has really made strides from last year. So we definitely see they've got the potential to score points. They run a good scheme offensively that we've got to be disciplined to stop them. Defensively, they're young, but they're athletic. They're not as maybe as big as they had been in the past, but they've got guys that can move and can run the football. So they're going to be a good, solid opponent. No question, they're going to be well coached, and it'd be a great game.
You are forced to make an adjustment because of an injury. Bryce Ressler is not going to be playing today, and the news we got earlier this week is it might be a while again. How do you make that adjustment?
Yeah, you know, Bryce was obviously a big part of our offense, and being a senior leader coming back at quarterback, so we'll definitely miss him. But Thomas Newman and some other young quarterbacks have been working hard, and Thomas is really steadily won that second spot through camp, and so it was really easy to see that he was the guy, and he's been real solid all week and all camp as well, and so we're excited to get him out there and see what he can do, and we're confident that we can move the ball with Thomas and still score points.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about his football team and their preparation for today's contest with the Midland Warriors. And he talked about the fact that he will be going with the player who was the number two quarterback going into the regular season opener as Bryce Ressler out with after knee surgery. Thomas Newman, a 6'1", 193-pounder from Colorado Springs, Colorado, will draw the starting nod this afternoon here at Open Space Park. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of today's football game. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR. These two teams played on September 15th in Fremont, Nebraska. Midland won a 26-7 decision, scoring 3 second quarter touchdowns to take control of that game. The hosts scored on drives of 40, 64, and 80 yards, struck for a 54-yard pass on the first play of the fourth quarter to lead 26-0. Dort College got on the board with a Kyle Henricks touchdown plunge from 1 yard out midway through the fourth period to cap an 11-play, 80-yard drive. Midland had a 417 to 291 yards gained advantage, outrushed the defenders 1 year ago, 248 to 193. Leonard Manuel had 56 yards on 11 carries. Trey Pickney had 33 yards on 4 carries. Bryce Ressler completed a pair of passes, while David Grease had 3 catches for 21 yards. Trey Pickney had 2 catches for 42 yards. Dominic Blood gained 114 yards on the ground for the Warriors. Kadae Martin had 91 yards on 17 rushes. Sam Ashmore, who's out for the season with a leg injury, led the Dort defense with 12 tackles 1 year ago against Midland. Ray Cleveland was in on 10. Seth Vandenbord had 9. Cleveland had an interception in the loss. Cleet Verbka had 11 tackles for the Warriors. The Dort College defenders will be receiving the opening kickoff of today's contest. They will be moving from left to right. There is a significant wind out of the south that predicted at 20 miles per hour throughout the day, and I don't think that prediction is too far off. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Glad to have you along with me on this cloudy, overcast September day. What a difference 1 week makes. One week ago, we were in the sweltering heat, temperatures in the 90s, humidity levels unbearable, and it was fortunate that the Dort College defenders were playing a 6 o'clock kickoff 1 week ago today at Madison, South Dakota. Today, the breeze is chilly, temperatures are in the 60s, and the skies are overcast. Winds out of the south at game time. At, we will call it, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Midland will be kicking with the wind to start this contest. So Dort College will be moving into the wind on their first possession and this first quarter. Ethan Renner will kick off for Midland. Midland in their white jerseys, blue numerals, trimmed out in orange. They've got blue pants and orange striping. Dort College decked out in their new black jerseys, white numbers, trimmed out in yellow. And the first kick, the kickoff goes through the end zone as expected. And the Dort College defenders will take over. First down and 10 and they will be at their own 25-yard line. 25-yard line for the defenders as we start today's contest. And over the football for North College, as he did last week, that's Riley Sharper. Sharper is the center. We'll try to get you those linemen as the day goes along. Nathan Moorhead is over on the right tackle position. And the first play, a handoff straight up the middle. A gain of 1 or 2 yards on the play for Courtney Samuel. We're going to give him forward progress to the 26. So 1 yard gain on the play. And that'll bring up second down and 9. So second down and 9. Samuel gets the first call as he is the fullback in this set. Thomas Newman is the quarterback. Newman, a 193-pounder, 6'1". Talking with Coach Greg Youngblood before the contest, he was the clear number 2 quarterback after preseason camp. Pitches left side over to Francis. Francis turns the corner, 30, and he's spun down at the 32-yard line. Coming up to make the stop for Midland, their cornerback, that's Blaine Meyer. Meyer makes the stop, stops Francis short of the first down by 3 yards. It'll be third down and 3. Football is at the 32-yard line. Francis had some room to run. Cornerback, though, able to contain the run as Francis came around on the sweep from the left to the right. I should say from the right to the left as you stand behind the Dort College line. So Francis is that right S-back. They send Pickney in motion. Fake the handoff, keeping it as Newman. Newman, the ball carrier. Newman has a first down and then some. He's still pushing the pile forward, and he is beyond the 40-yard line, down to the 43-yard line. A gain of 10 on the play on the keeper by Newman. Faked the handoff to the fullback and then followed him into the hole, and the pile kept moving. They're going to mark the football at the 42-yard line, so a gain of 9 yards on the play and a first down for the defenders. Good piece of run in that time by Newman. Followed his blocker into the hole. That was Courtney Samuel. And Newman up to the line of scrimmage. Newman is under center. Dort College with the football, a first down. They're going to run option to the right, keeping it as Newman. Newman turns the corner, and he's to the 47-yard line, a pickup of 5 yards on the play. Brought down in the middle of the field by Troy Rodriguez. That'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go. Dort College nearing midfield. Open space park, football field, natural grass surface in as good a condition as you will see during the course of this football season. Obviously, the wear and tear of a high school team, some junior varsity and freshman contests, and the Dort College defenders as well will take its toll, but it's in beautiful condition right now. Handoff straight up the middle to Samuel. Samuel, the keeper, he gains maybe 1 on the play. Got to keep the defense off, defense honest. Tackle made by Midlands. Robert Mays from the defensive end position. He was able to plug the hole. So third down and 3 now for the defenders. They'll get the play from the sideline. Plenty of time, 20 seconds on the clock. You've got Samber Hulse split off to the left, nobody to the right. Got a tight end in. Keeping it as Newman. Pitches over to Francis. Francis racing to the corner. He's going to be cut down. No gain on the play for Aaron Francis as he was sealed off on the far side. Michael Coleman makes the stop, and North College will be forced to punt. So a punt coming for the defenders. Heath Bonestrow out onto the field. North College punting from their own 48-yard line. Nice sharp-looking jerseys for the defenders. White numbers on black with the yellow piping on the sleeves and the neck. North College forced to punt. Bonestrow gets it away. A line drive into the wind. Fair catch called for at the 15-yard line. And coming back to the 20-yard line as the wind takes control. That's Corey Meshack. And Meshack takes it at the 20 for a fair catch. And that is where Midland will take over. First down and 10 with 11:19 left to play in this first quarter. So the battle for field position begins. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Michael Carl's hands off, gets it to his running back, Meshack, out of the backfield, and he runs all the way up to the 30-yard line before he's forced out of bounds, close to a first down. A first down for Midland on their first play from scrimmage. Similar looking offense. Pistol set. They hand it off to Meshack. He's running left to right this time. Stretched out, and he's going to be brought down. No gain on the play. Meshack runs out of room on the far side, making the tackle for the defenders, Jake Atkinson. Loss of a yard on the plays. He's pinned behind the 30-yard line. Midland going to the hurry-up. Get into the pistol, trying to run a lot of plays. Fake the handoff to Meshack. Pass over the middle is completed. And a first down to midfield. Ray Cleveland makes the tackle, but the tight end scraping over the middle. The big target, Nathan Schluter, and Schluter makes the catch to the 49-yard line. Midland is in Dort College territory. First down and 10 for Midland at the 49-yard line. Snap back to Carls. He's going to keep it himself. Under pressure, Gardner trying to get to him, and pass is incomplete. John Gardner applying the pressure, and the pass falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Chance to catch our breath as Midland goes to the hurry-up. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. Midland up to the line of scrimmage again at the Dort College 49-yard line. Carlson's man in motion, pitches it. A little bit of room to run and nothing there. Seth Vandenborg comes up to plug the hole. That was Alex Moreland getting the inside pitch. Gains maybe one on the play. It's going to be third down and 9. Big play coming here for the defenders. We'll watch that tight end closely. That's Nathan Schluter. He'll line up on the right side for Midland. They went play action earlier in the drive. Snap comes back to Carls. Fakes the handoff. He's going to spin. He's under pressure. Applegate giving chase. Still looking down the field, and he's going to run out of room. Throws back across the grain, and it's complete. And it was that big target, Schluter again. Schluter all the way to the 33-yard line where he is downed on by contact by Ray Cleveland. And Midland gains another first down. So Midland, it looked like Carls was going to run out of room. And instead he was able to find his target. That's a big safety valve. That's Schluter. He goes about 6'5". Carls fakes the handoff. Drops back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Intended for Cliff Robinson. And that'll bring up second down and 10. 9:24 left to go in the first quarter. Midland has marched the football into Dort College territory, converting on a third down and 8 not that long ago. Drive that started at their own 20-yard line, and they have matriculated up the field into Dort College territory. Hand off to Corey Meshack. Play is stretched out to the sideline, and Atkinson forces him out of bounds. Atkinson forces him out of bounds. Cam Petrie is there to help him out as well. Also in on the stop for Dort College, Sean Quinlan. You've got some experience on the defensive side of the football, but we've got some players who are getting tossed into the fire rather quickly here this season. Atkinson and Quinlan, a couple of them. Third down and long. Got to think Midland might be in four-down territory if they don't convert here. We'll watch the big tight end again, lining actually off in the slot on the right side. Send a man in motion, back to passes, Carls. Pass over the middle is completed to Meshack. Meshack to the 30, to the 25, still on his feet, to the 20, tripped up at the 15-yard line. And that's enough for a Midland first down. All the way down inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. So Midland with their fourth first down of the drive. And Midland up to the line of scrimmage quickly. This is Michael Carls again. Carls up to the line of scrimmage, and they will reset the play clock. Carls looks to the sideline. He'll get the play from the sideline. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Handalone set back in the pistol. Send a man in motion. Fake the handoff. Now pitch on the reverse to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone untouched is Alex Moreland. Moreland goes in untouched. On the reverse, you got everything flowing to the right. He cut back to the left on the inside pitch, and he takes it in from 14 yards out, and Midland is in front. 6-0, pending the point after coming for Anthony Wood. So Wood is on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Midland is up 7-0. 7-0 our score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Hollierton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, they are member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. So Midland strikes for an 80-yard scoring drive to start the scoring. And they get in with 8:20 remaining in the first quarter. So the Midland Warriors now will be kicking off, and Ethan Renner, who kicked it through the end zone on his last kickoff, will do the honors again. That was Alex Moreland with a 14-yard touchdown run for Midland moments ago, and that kick goes through the end zone, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line with 8:20 remaining in the first quarter. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Hollierton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Thomas Newman is under center. He hands it off to Courtney Samuel, and Courtney Samuel across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That'll be a 4-yard gain on the play, 5-yard gain, beg your pardon, to the 31-yard line. Second down and 4 to go. So second down and 4 yards to go. Dort College moved the football on their first possession. Gained a couple of first downs before being forced to punt. Newman is under center. Newman's going to run option, keeps it himself. He's to the 36, 37-yard line. He's brought down after gaining enough for a first down. Tackle on the play made by Andrew Watchorn. And the Dort College defenders have a first down. Trailing 7-0 are the defenders. 7:38 left to play in this first quarter. Newman gets the play from the sideline. It's going to be first down and 10 for Dort College at their own 38. Newman is under center, sends Pickney in motion, left to right, football's on the ground, he picks it up, now spins, turns, and gets back to the line of scrimmage, fortunate to make something out of nothing that time for Newman. And that'll bring up a second down and long situation. They'll actually give him a gain of 1 on the play. It's going to be second down and 9. Second down and 9. Well, the best defense for Dort College this afternoon, the way Midland ran their offense, that first possession might be just simply try to play keep away, grind out a drive or two. Newman pitches it over to Pickney. Pickney on the right side to the 40, turns the corner, 45, and is marked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. It'll be third down and 3. Third down and 3 yards to go. Dort College with the football at their own 45-yard line as they pitched it to Pickney on the wide side of the field. Tried to turn the corner and got cut off at the 45-yard line. Third down and 3 coming. And under center. They pitch it wide over to Francis. Francis trying to find a seam, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. That play looked busted. Newman pitched it underhand over to Pickney, and Pickney had to, I beg your pardon, rather that was Francis. And Francis was brought down almost immediately on that play. So bonus throw on to kick again. This will be end of the win. Back to receive is Corey Meshack. Meshack. Awaiting the punt. And the spiraling kick drives Meshack back to the 15-yard line. And he'll let it drop. And it'll be down at the 10-yard line. First down and 10 for Midland at their own 10-yard line. After Dort College was forced to punt from their own 45. Dort College gained one first down on that drive, but ended up a couple of yards short of a first down. First down and 10 for the Warriors. And they hand it off to Meshack. No, pulling it away is Carls. Carls keeps it himself. Now tries to cut back. He gets a block. He's on the far side to the 17-yard line and brought down. A lot of running from sideline to sideline. He ends up on the far sideline, the east sideline, and he's brought down after a relatively short gain on the play. Ran about 30 yards to gain 6. 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. So Midland facing second down and 4 yards to go. Football is at their own 17-yard line. They pitch over to Meshack. Meshack cut off, gets a block, but there to clean it up is Dort College's Seth Vandenborg. Vandenborg throws Meshack for a 3-yard loss on the play. The linebacker from Urbandale, Iowa, makes the stop. It's going to be third down and 6. Third and 6 coming. So Dort College will try to force Midland into a punt situation here. Back to pass is Carls, inside handoff. Keeping it is Meshack. Meshack brought down and no gain on the play. Maybe a couple of yards, maybe a yard or two. But not nearly enough for a first down. And the Dort College defender, Seth Vandenborg, makes the stop. Also getting up off the bottom of the stack. That's Jonathan Gardner who helped plug things up. And I think Curtis Emery was in on the stop as well. It's going to be fourth down, and Midland will be punting with the wind. Ethan Renner on to do the punting chores as well. He also does the kickoffs. And Renner awaits the snap. He gets it, kicks it off, kicks with the wind, and this will be a dandy. From his own 17-yard line, drives Pickney back to the 20, Pickney to the 25. He's to the 30, still on his feet, 31-yard line, and brought down at the 31-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. So Dort College forces Midland to punt, and it'll be Dort College football with 3:23 remaining in this first half, in this first quarter, that is. Midland leads 7-0. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Newman keeps it himself, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. So Newman keeping himself, running that option. Ran behind the right tackle. And in that right tackle for the defenders right now is Heath Hoydink. Hoydink is the right tackle, right guard. Is that Ben Buma? Buma, a freshman, Hoydink, a sophomore, but Hoydink missed most of last year, if not all of last year, with an injury that he suffered in preseason. Gain of a couple on the play for Courtney Samuel, and that's going to set up a third down and 2. Let's see if the defenders can keep this drive going. Riley Sharper is still the center for Dort College. Shea Henricks is on the left guard for Dort College and can't make out who the left tackle is at this point. Under center, Dort College's Newman hands it off, and a stop short of the first down is Courtney Samuel. So Courtney, not enough for a first down. Gained a yard on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 1 for the defenders, and they're going to be forced to punt into the wind with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Heath Bonestraw, who has punted twice already, is on to punt. And back to receive is Preston Lutke. He's at his own 30-yard line. Midland could get good field position out of this. Bunistro's got a boom one. And Lutke will let it drop at the 35-yard line. Takes a Dort College bounce to the 35. And that is where it'll be marked out of bounds. Warriors will have it first down and 10, and they're going to mark this pretty generous spot all the way back at the 27-yard line. So Midland will take over first down and 10 at their own 27, leading 7-0. 7-0, our score. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And the Midland Warriors lining up. Carls gets the snap, back to pass after the play action, drops it off to the tight end, coming off the block, and he's down at the 31-yard line. Ray Cleveland makes the tackle, a 4 or 5 yard gain on the play for Nathan Schluter, and that'll bring up second down and 6. Second and 6 for Midland. Snap is back to Carls. He hands it off, and a gain of 3 straight up the middle. Ball carrier for Midland. That's a new player, not listed on our 2 deep. Jacob Gates. That was Vandevoort in on the stop again for the defenders. Under a minute left to play in this first quarter. Midland with the football. They fake the handoff. Carls keeps it himself, and he's going to be brought down at the 42-yard line. Tackle made from behind by the defenders, Sean Quinlan. And that could be the last play of the first quarter. See if Midland wants to squeeze one more off. 28 seconds left to go. Carls gets the play from the sideline. He sends two players off to the left to the narrow side of the field. Also got your tight end set to the left, so he's got three eligible receivers over on the left side of the field. They'll send a man in motion. Back to pass is Carls. Carls looking. Pass over the top. Cleveland impedes the progress of the intended receiver. That's Kurt Zinnerman. Zinnerman unable to get to the football as Cleveland was able to get in his way enough and to slow him up. That'll bring up second down and 10. 6 seconds remaining in the first quarter. This, in all likelihood, will be the last play of the first quarter. They hand it off, and there's nothing there. Seth Vandevoort and Dwight Green in on the tackle for the defenders, and that'll mark the end of the first quarter of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College Football made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. So Midland starts with a 7-0 lead, and we go into the second quarter now. Midland football at their own 42-yard line. Back to pass is Carls. Carls rolling right, still looking. He's going to throw it away, incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Midland will be forced to punt into the wind. Midland will be punting into the wind. football at their own 42-yard line. Back to return for the defenders will be Trey Pickney. So Pickney will station himself at his own 17-yard line. And Renner is back to punt. Snap back to Renner. Renner, end over end kick. It's going to be a fair catch by Pickney at his 21-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 21. So Midland forced to punt on their most recent possession. North College, decent field position, will take over at their own 21-yard line. 14:53 left to play in the first half. Under center is Newman. Newman hands it off, and not much there for the fullback. It's either Courtney Samuel or Lennard Manuel, and that's going to be Lennard. Lennard in the ballgame for the defenders. Brings up second down and long for Dort College. So second down and long for Dort College. And Newman's going to run option to the near side. Pitches over to Fennec. Fennec to the 30, 35, and forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Daniel Fennec forced out of bounds finally by Patrick Nolan, but the Dort College defenders have a first down at their own 40-yard line. So Dort College pitching the football was Thomas Newman over to Daniel Fennig on the near side. And Fennig is able to get big yardage, gain of 18 on the play. Now they're going to run option to the right, pitch over to Pickney. Pickney runs out of room, tries to cut up field, get as much as he can, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Better bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the defenders. So not much there for Pickney as he was running left to right. Newman is under center, second down and 10. Newman drops back to pass. Pass over the middle is intended for Trey Pickney, and Pickney is tripped up on the play. No call made. And it's going to be third down and 10. Third down and 10 coming. Third down and 10 for the North College defenders at their own 40-yard line. So Thomas Newman, under center, fakes the handoff, runs option, and he's spun down at the 40-yard line. No gain on the play. It's going to be third down and 10. Third down and, I beg your pardon, fourth down and 10 coming. And the North College defenders will send the punt team and Heath Bonestrow onto the field. Bonestrow onto punt. Bonestrow will be punting with the win. Line of scrimmage marked at the 40-yard line. Back to receive for Midland is Corey Meshack. I beg your pardon, that's a new player, and he muffed the punt. Ball's down on the ground, it's still loose. North College says they have it. We'll wait for the indication from the officials. The football was loose. There were two North College players there, and North College does recover it. Fair catch called for by Midland's T.J. Eichenberger. Eichenberger couldn't hang on to it, and the North College defenders recover it near the 20-yard line. Well, you were looking for a break for the North College defenders here in the first half. And with 12:27 left to go in the first half, North College may have caught their first break of the day. Dort College gets the football. Not sure who came out from the pile with it. Might have been Micah Twiddell. Micah Twiddell coming off of the bottom of the pile. And the Dort College defenders will have the football. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College with the football. First down and 10 from the 21-yard line. Newman keeps it himself. He's inside the 20, down to the 15, still moving forward. And he's brought down at the 15-yard line, and now Midland says they have the football. They're going to say the player was down. They mark him down at the 15-yard line. A gain of 6 or 7 on the play. It's going to be second down. And we'll call it 4. Second down and 4 yards to go. Up to the line of scrimmage, Dort College will come with Thomas Newman. Courtney Samuel is the fullback. Trey Pickney is the left S-back. Send a man in motion, keeping it as Newman. Newman inside the 10, down to the 5, still moving forward, still trying to get in near the goal line. And the flash surge by the defenders. And they will say the play was whistled dead, and the ball was stopped at the 2-yard line. A first down for the defenders on the keeper by Newman. So it's going to be first and goal from the 2. First and goal from the 2-yard line as Thomas Newman got it all the way inside the 5, and then it looked like the pile moved into the end zone, but the officials had whistled the play dead at that point. Hand off to Samuel, and Courtney Samuel's into the end zone, a 2-yard touchdown plunge. And the Dort College defenders are on the board. They trail 7-6, pending the point after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. On to attempt the point after is Barry Dykstra. Dykstra awaits the snap. It's down. Kick is up, and the kick is through. And the defenders have tied it up at 7-7. 7-7 our score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Kevin Giese on to kick for Dort College. And he'll put the left foot into it with the wind. An end-over-end kick taken at the 5-yard line. Brought out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And the tackle made on special teams by Dort College's Chris Sotsma. Sotsma on the tackle of the ball carrier, bringing it out to the 21-yard line for Midland. That was number 19, Kurt Zinnerman. So 7-7 our score, 11:24 left to play in this first half. Carls takes the shotgun snap, swing pass left side, nothing there. Chris McDaniel there to make the tackle immediately. A loss on the play on the pass play. Pass intended and caught by Alex Moreland, but he was hit immediately by McDaniel behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 3 on the play. Zinnerman is off to the right. Michael Carls pump fakes. Pass over the middle is incomplete. That's going to bring up third down and long. And a flag thrown in the backfield. And that usually means roughing the passer. Micah Applegate's going to be called for roughing the passer. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down. So rather than a third down and long situation, that's going to bring Midland out to the their 34-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10. First down and 10. Carls has twin setbacks with him. He sends one in motion back to pass Carls. Under pressure, Dort College sent a blitz. Here comes Carls. He's got room to run on the right side, and he's going to be brought down or forced out of bounds at midfield. And that will be a 15-yard pickup by Carls before he's forced out of bounds. Clock stops on him going out of bounds. Jonathan Gardner comes off of the field for the time being. They hand it off, and not much there for Corey Meshack. Meshack picks up three on the play before he's brought down from behind by Micah Applegate pursuing the play. So Midland with score tied 7-7. They've got the football, 10-15 and counting, first half. Dort College scoring on their most recent possession. That came after a fumbled punt. Passes in the air and incomplete. Looked like Chris McDaniel was going to have a chance at the deflected pass at the Dort College 40-yard line. The Midland wide receiver, Kyle Peacock, though, was able to wrap him up before he had a chance to get the deflected pass. Pass over on the far side is complete to Peacock, and Peacock has enough for a first down down to the 27-yard line before he's brought down by Ray Cleveland. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Midland marching into Dort College territory. The defenders need a turnover. Carls in shotgun sends a man in motion. And he keeps it himself. He's to the 25, turns the corner. We've got flags everywhere, and he's brought down near the sideline marker. Sean Quinlan forces him out of bounds, but we've got three flags on the field. And I'm going to guess they're all revolving around a block in the back or a hold. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from, well, let's get the official and his explanation. So a holding penalty called on the offense, and that holding penalty went against the tight end, Nathan Schluter. So you go back 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, and it'll be first down and 20. First and 20. Midland. In shotgun is Carls. Carls hands it off. This is Meshack. Meshack to the near side, 30, and he's brought down at the sideline. Making the tackle for Dort College, Quinlan was there, also for Dort College. I'm not sure who that is, number 36 for the defenders. Midland with the football. Handoff goes to Meshack. Meshack brought down by Applegate, and we've got a flag on the play again. This one thrown at the 27-yard line as the play ends. Timing of it would almost indicate that it might be a face mask. Came in right as the play was ending and right at the play. So indeed a face masking penalty called against the defenders. And that will bring up first down and 10 for Midland in Dort College territory at the 14-yard line. 9:16 left to go in the half. 7-7 our score. Coming up at halftime, Sam Ekstrom interviewed Sam Ashmore, senior linebacker for the Defenders, who was injured in preseason. Handoff goes to Meshack. Meshack, the ball carrier. Meshack brought down at the 10-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 6. 2nd and 6 coming for Midland in Dort College territory. So Midland threatening to unlock the 7-7 tie. And Midland now slowing up the pace of this drive. They have been hurrying to the line of scrimmage. Now they take their time. 8 seconds on the play clock. Carls fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Pump fake. Tries to get to the edge. And Chris McDaniel brings him down. Flags on the play, and this one's going to come back. I think we had a hold against Midland. We'll wait for the indication from the official. But I'm quite certain that we saw a hold on the right side. There are actually 2 holding penalties called on that play. One against Midland's Tard Carpenter, and the other one against Jared Arnold. Arnold is the one that they will accept, and that'll make it 2nd down. And it looks like 17 from the Dort College 21-yard line. 2nd down and 17. Carl sends man in motion, pitches it. We're on the left side, cut back to the middle of the field and brought down at the 12-yard line. The tackle made by Seth Vandenbort. The ball carrier for Midland was Alex Moreland. So Moreland gets it back to the 12-yard line, and it's going to be 3rd down and 8. Dort College trying to force Midland into a field goal if they can't convert here. Back to pass is Carls. Carls dumps it off, and it's completed. No, they're going to wave it incomplete. Football was actually caught behind the line of scrimmage. Intended for Corey Meshack, and that'll bring up 4th down and long. Let's see what Midland does here. Facing 4th down and 8, the clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. And Midland is going to call a timeout to talk things over. We're tied 7-7. Midland with the football. Facing 4th down and 8. This would be a field goal attempt into the wind. And this would be a 29-yard field goal attempt. If they elect to do that, they're facing 4th down and 8. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, 7:28 left to go in the first half. And Midland, it appears, will kick a 29-yard field goal. Anthony Wood on to attempt the field goal out of the hold of Kurt Zinnerman. It's into the wind. Snap is down. Kick is up. And the kick hooks left and is no good. So the field goal attempt by Anthony Wood hooks left, and the Dort College defenders will take over. 1st down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So Dort College, the defense comes up with a stop. They bend, but they don't break. And now Midland will send the defense onto the field. Dort College counters with an offense led by Thomas Newman. Split off to the left side is Daryl Van Grau. Van Grau to the near side. And Newman hands it off. Ball carrier is Lennard Manuel, and Lennard picks up 5 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and five. Lennard with the carry. Second down and five coming. So second down and five. And the Midland Warriors with a four-man front. Actually, a three-man front. They bring a linebacker up on the right side. Handoff goes to Manuel, and Lennard picks up a first down. Well, let's see if Dort College can grind one out here. 6:45 left to go in the first half. Football at the 32-yard line. It's going to be first down and 10. Back-to-back carries by Lennard Manuel, the senior out of Kansas City. So first down and 10 for Dort College at their own 32. Newman under center. Send a man in motion. That's Fennig. They hand it off to Lennard, and Lennard, a 6-yard pickup on the play, running downhill to the 39-yard line. And that'll bring up second down and four. So Dort College pounding away with their fullback right now. So far, Midland has not been able to stop it. Let's see what they have to do to counter it and see if Dort College can follow with something else. Darryl Van Grau is on the far side now. Send Aaron Francis in motion. Football is loose. Newman falls on top of it, I believe. Football's down on the ground, and they say Midland covered it. Newman missed the exchange with Lennard Manuel. Football came out. And the turnover gives the football back to Midland, and Midland has it in Dort College territory at the 39-yard line, 5:51 left to play in the first half. It's 7-7. 7-7 our score. And the Midland Warriors, who drove deep into Dort College territory but were turned away, come back out onto the field. Dort College's defense, with that four-man front, will try to counter. Snap comes back to Carls. Carls fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Applegate had him wrapped up. We've got a block in the back, and this one's coming back. Oddly enough, the player that threw the block in the back ends up on the ground, and he's shaken up. But that one pretty clear from our vantage point in the press box. And this one's going to come back. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, that penalty flag thrown against Corey Meshack, and Meshack is the player who's shaken up on the play as well. And that's going to force Midland back to the 49-yard line. First down and 10. Coming, our first down and 20 coming, actually. Today's broadcast also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. .544 left to go in this contest. In this first half, I should say. 7-7 our score, getting ahead of myself. So 5:33 left to go in the first half. We're deadlocked at 7-7. Dort College taking advantage of a short field. Midland scored on their first possession of the football game. With the football is Carls. He hands it off to the new player and brought down after a short gain on the far side. Is Jacob Gates. I want to double check that. That's Jacob Gates. He's playing the running back spot, vacated by Corey Meshack, who was helped off of the field. Second down and long coming for Carls. He passes, and the pass is complete, but short gain on the play. Gain of five. Tackle made by McDaniel over on the far sideline after the short pickup by Cliff Robinson. And it's still going to be third down and 12. Midland might be in four down territory here. 4:35 left to go in the first half. They bite off half of this. They might go for it. Third down and 12. Let's see if the DeWitt College defense can make a play. Carls. Back to pass. Pump fake. He's going to roll right. Looking. Pumps again. Now he's going to tuck it away. And he's going to stay in bounds, and he's brought down at the 39-yard line. A gain of three on the play. He's brought down finally. In pursuit, Cam Petrie. Mike Applegate was also there, and Curtis Emery helping out on the stop. And it's going to be third down and long, and it's too long for Midland to risk it. And they're going to play for field position. So DeWitt College will get the football back with 3:48 and counting left to play in this first half. Trey Pickney will station himself at the 10-yard line. And he will get a line drive kick, takes an end-over-end bounce, and Midland will down it deep in DeWitt College territory at the 1-yard line. And Midland will have it. DeWitt College will have it after Midland downs it. With 3:24 left to play in this first half. So Midland got a low end-over-end kick, and it took a good bounce. That kick into the wind. So now DeWitt College has it first down and 10 at their own 1, and they've got to have a short memory. Thomas Newman sends the troops back out onto the field. Fakes the pitch, hands it off, and DeWitt College has some room to work as Courtney Samuels is brought down at the 7-yard line, and now we've got a flag on the play. Flag on the play thrown, some extracurricular activity at the end of the play, and I'm not sure who they're going to call for the penalty. Right now the football is at the 7-yard line, so a gain of 6 on the play. Might be a case of offsetting penalties. So they wave, they pick the flag up. No penalty on the play. And it will be second down and 4 for the defenders. 3:13 left to play in the first half. 7-7 our score. Newman up to the line of scrimmage. DeWitt College much more deliberate on offense than Midland is. Inside handoff to Samuels, and Courtney Samuels has been brought down. No gain on the play. Midland signaling that they have the football again. They will say that Samuels was down. That's going to bring up third down and 4. Under 3 minutes remaining. Midland has 2 timeouts remaining. DeWitt College has all 3 of their timeouts left. Riley Sharper up to the line of scrimmage. The left guard for the defenders on the offensive line, that's Joseph Wallace. And ducking inside is Newman. Newman close to a first down. It looks like he's going to be shy by a yard. The near side line judge marks him at about the 12. Looks like he's got to get to the 13 for a first down. And not a very generous spot at all. And it's going to be fourth down and a yard. DeWitt College will have to punt it away. 2:19 left to play in the half. 7-7 our score. Heath Bonestro will come on to punt. Let's see if DeWitt College can make the play with the special teams. And then get one more stop on defense and get into the locker room tied 7-7. That's where we stand right now. Bonestro in his end zone. He gets the punt away. A booming kick that will drive the return man back to the 43-yard line. Coverage by the defenders. And we've got a flag thrown. That's going to be a block in the back. And Sotsma brings the ball carrier down at the 50-yard line. But this one's coming back. Chris Sotsma makes the tackle. Return man for Midland, driven all the way back to the 36-yard line, and in the process put his blockers in pretty bad position. And we're going to have a flag on the play thrown at the 36. So it's going to be a penalty from there. That's going to go against Midland's return of the blocker on the return, Lucas Shawang. And Shawang is called for the illegal block in the back. And the Midland Warriors will have it at their own 27-yard line. 1:43 left to go in the first half. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Midland brings Michael Carls out onto the field. 7-7 our score. North College needs a defensive stop and get into the locker room. Tied 7-7. Draw play. Handoff up the middle to Meshack. And Meshack out to the 31-yard line. Tackled on the play by Dwight Green. That was Juan Barajas. Juan Barajas makes the tackle. That's going to be second down and 5. Handoff again to Meshack. Meshack around the left side. Meshack is brought down at the line of scrimmage. That tackle made by Sean Quinlan. Clock stops on the play. 1:19 left to go in the half. 7-7 our score. So North College taking advantage earlier in the half. On that turnover on a punt, used the short field to tie it up 7-7. Back to pass is Carls. Carls steps up in the pocket. He might run. And he runs out of room on the far sideline in front of the Midland bench. And again, that was Chris McDaniel. McDaniel, a senior from Carson, California, by way of Baker College, makes the tackle. 1 minute left to go in this first half of play. 7-7 our score. So fourth down and long, and Midland will have to punt. Midland has the football, and they're going to let the clock wind down. They'll be kicking into the wind, and they call a timeout as the play clock is set to expire. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back with a punt after the timeout. This is KDCR, Sioux Center. Well, against Dakota State, we talked about the fact that North College was close to breaking some big plays. Let's see if they can break one off here. Trey Pickney stationed at his own 30-yard line awaiting the punt. A low-line drive punt will angle towards the sideline and go out of bounds, and North College will have a shot here. 30 seconds left to go. Football will be marked out of bounds in front of the Midland bench at the North College 45-yard line. Now, North College in this situation against Dakota State last week was able to throw the football down the field, and they found Sam Verhulst. Verhulst made one grab for a gain of about 30 yards and then caught the touchdown pass a couple of plays later. Now, Darryl Van Grau is on the field for North College. He's off wide to the left. Pickney is stationed behind the left tackle. I'm not sure who's over on the right side. That's Fennick, Daniel Fennick. They fake the handoff, and keeping it himself is the quarterback, Thomas Newman. Newman carries out to midfield. 20 seconds remaining. 7-7 our score. Football is at midfield. It's 7-7. 19 seconds remaining, and North College calls a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of North College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hosbers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Football is at midfield, 19 seconds remaining. Newman will roll right. Newman throws over the top, has a man open. If he can get to it, incomplete. Intended for Sam Verhulst. And that will bring up third down and five. Verhulst had gotten in behind the line of scrimmage, behind the defense. He was open at the 20-yard line. He was unable to run under the pass delivered by Thomas Newman. And that's going to bring up third down and five with 15 seconds remaining. So third down and five. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Newman is under center. You've got Pickney in motion left to right. Back to pass. Pass towards the sideline is incomplete through the hands of the defensive player. Closest man to making that catch was T.J. Eichenberger. And that'll bring up fourth down with our score tied 7-7, football at midfield. Dort College will be punting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders, Heath Bonestro, will be kicking with the wind. 10 seconds left to go in the first half. Bonestro puts his foot into it, a high spiraling kick. Midland player will let it bounce. Dort College racing after it and downed at the one-foot line. Racing after it and making the play, Daniel Fennig. Fennig drops on top of it at the goal line, and that's the last play of the first half. Our score at halftime, Midland 7, Dort College 7. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. Well, the kind of day when wish there were two of me, but it looks like we are operating and running through. We'll get you the halftime statistics in just a moment. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. It's 7-7. We'll recap the scoring for you in just a moment, and I've just been handed a set of statistics from one of our stat men, Adam Vanderstoop, on the job this afternoon. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, I want just a moment to digest things, so we will take a break and be back with a look at the scoring recap right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And let's check in with Sam Ekstrom. He interviewed Sam Ashmore last week. A couple of weeks after Sam Ashmore had suffered a season-ending injury. And let's go to that interview with Sam Ekstrom and Sam Ashmore.
Sam Ekstrom here with Dort senior linebacker Sam Ashmore. And Sam, you came into this year with a lot of high hopes, and then the last week's scrimmage, something happened you didn't expect. Why don't you talk us through it?
Yeah, it was a normal play. Quarterback was passing, ended up getting flushed out of the pocket and was scrambling, and ended up, you know, going up, trying to make a tackle, and normal tackle, and really just my leg got caught up or did something, not really sure, and ended up getting injured and breaking my fibula.
So when you went down, what were the first thoughts that went through your mind?
Yeah, obviously I felt something that happened, and I looked at it, and I just remember just a feeling of, wow, it's done, it's over, this isn't good, kind of just shock and pain all in one kind of just picture.
Now you have several months of rehab coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So how do you think you can still help lead the team from the sidelines?
Yeah, I think my goal is once I'm able to be out on the practice field and games and be around the team during film is to continue to lead well, hopefully be able to coach in areas or give pointers or, hey, this team's doing that, and really just encouragement, be around the guys, basically doing the same thing that I would have done, just not playing, you know?
Right. I know you've talked to me a little bit about servant leadership. Can you talk about that philosophy you kind of carry onto the football field?
Yeah, I think my goal as a leader, as a senior on the football team is, you know, we think leadership or authority, oh, we tell someone what to do or go get this or listen to me, but something I've really tried to embrace and work on is servant leadership. So, you know, rather than telling a freshman or underclassman to go do something, do it as a senior. Serve them. And I think that speaks more to leadership, especially as a Christian and trying to live that life, just humble leadership. Do it in humility rather than a place of entitlement or a sense of, I'm a senior, you should do this for me.
Any chance to come back for a fifth year, maybe?
You know, there's always a chance. I won't rule it out. I think a lot of prayer will definitely go into it, and just looking at, you know, there's a sense that, okay, it's time to move on with life, especially getting married next summer and figuring those things out. But, you know, as this year goes on, I know it'll continue to get harder and harder watching the guys play. So I won't rule it out. So we'll see.
If indeed this is the end of your football career, no regrets about how you played?
Absolutely not. You know, it's been a journey from freshman year to now, and just been an incredible ride, and I wouldn't give any of it up for the world. And even this injury, you know, yeah, it's, you know, no good, but again, I know I'm going to learn from it, and so just the past, you know, four football seasons wouldn't change anything about them at all.
Thanks so much for your time, Sam. We're thinking about you.
Thank you so much.
Sam Ekstrom and Sam Ashmore. Sam Ashmore, as that interview talked about, hurt in a preseason scrimmage with the Buena Vista Beavers, and he has made the trip. He made the trip last week to Madison, South Dakota, and he is once again on the sideline this afternoon trying to help as best he can with that broken leg on the sideline for the Dort College Defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Football scores from the conference today. All these nearing halftime or at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads Briarcliff 42-7. Doan leading Northwestern 24-7. And I don't know that I have any other scores for you. Hastings and Concordia. No score from that. Nebraska Wesleyan. No report on their game as well. Midland and Dort College at halftime. We're tied 7-7. 7-7 our score. 5 minutes left to go in the half. We'll be getting started with second half of play coming up this week on KDCR. Tonight we will have Dort College Volleyball as the defenders travel to Sioux City to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Start time is 7:30 for that varsity contest. You can hear the match on KDCR 88.5 FM. This week, Wednesday night, it'll be Dort College at home versus Morningside. That will be a 7:30 start time as well for the junior varsity. 7:30 start time for the varsity, 6 o'clock start time for the junior varsity. And next week, the Dort College Defenders will be hosting the Morningside Mustangs in Great Plains Athletic Conference football play next Saturday afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff here in Sioux Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Football made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holayerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. 7-7 our score as we enter the second half of play. Dort College will be kicking off with the wind. Kevin Giese will be doing the honors. Midland has their return men stationed inside the 10-yard line, and we are underway with the second half of play. And the kick is through the end zone as Kurt Zinnerman lets it go over his head and through the end zone. First down and 10 for the Midland Warriors at their own 25-yard line. 7-7 our score. Midland football at their own 25. Now, Midland had success in the first half moving the football when they got their offense to the pace that they wanted. Carls is the quarterback. He hands it off to Meshack, and nothing there for Meshack. Gain of one on the play. Quinlan in on the stop for the defenders. Also there, Seth Vandenborg. Second down and 9. Second and 9 for the Warriors. Michael Carls looks to the sideline for his play. He's got two receivers split off to the right. In the backfield with him is Meshack. Meshack takes the handoff, and Meshack gets past the 30 and is brought down at the 32-yard line. And again, it's Seth Vandenborg on the tackle. Also there for the defenders is Sean Quinlan. 40 and 41 making the stop for the defenders. And that'll bring up third down and 2. Third and 2 for the Warriors. Need to make it to the 35. Snap to Carls. Carls gives it off to Meshack, and Meshack gets the first down by a yard. Jake Atkinson had a hold of him at the first down marker, and he was able to fall forward for another yard. It'll be first and 10 from the 36-yard line. First and 10 for Midland at their own 36-yard line. He's got Meshack in the backfield with him. 13:50 remaining. Third quarter, 7-7 our score. Carls fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself, racing towards the sideline, and Quinlan drags him down after a short gain on the play. On the near sideline, Quinlan able to drag him down after that play got stretched out. Faked the handoff to Meshack and then followed Meshack around the right side. And that'll bring up second down and 9. Second and 9. Midland getting plays in, getting the players in from the sideline. Shotgun formation for the Warriors. And they hand it off to the player coming around the edge, and hurdles a would-be tackler, and making the stop is Seth Vandenborg. The carry made by Midland's Jacob Gates. Gates stopped by Dort College's senior linebacker, and that brings up third down and 4. Third and 4 coming. And Midland wants a timeout. Michael Carls saw something he didn't like with 12:37 left to go in this quarter. So with 12:37 left to play in the third quarter of play, our score tied 7-7. Midland will use a timeout. Timeout on the field. Back with more after this. Third down and 4, 12:37 left to play in the third quarter. Empty backfield. Carls is in the pistol. Back to pass. Quick hitter over the middle is complete, and he's got enough for a first down to midfield. They needed 4. They got 8. Schluter makes the catch at midfield before he's brought down. And that'll bring a first down and 10 for the Warriors. In Dort College territory, football just past the 50. Back to pass is Carls. Carls steps up in the pocket, delivers left side, and short hops it to his intended receiver. Incomplete. Intended at the 40-yard line for Alex Moreland. That'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10 for the Warriors. And the Warriors will this time bring their tight end and put him in the slot on the right side. Schluter has been a thorn in the side. He's made some big grabs. Draw play. And the handoff to Meshack, and Meshack, nothing there, and we've got a flag on the play as well. Everything comes in late. Someone lost their headgear as well. So flag thrown in the defensive backfield. Now they put it up near the line of scrimmage. And you heard it there as the referee, Andrew Fulton, said that Seth Vandevort had a handful of face mask. So 15-yard penalty, an automatic first down, and the Warriors have it in Dort College territory at the 35. 12:05 left to play in this third quarter. 7-7 our score, still tied. So Midland up to the line of scrimmage. Carls has two running backs with him. First down and 10 at the 35. Send a man in motion, looking for the swing pass to the right. Carls is going to keep it himself, tucks it away. He's to the 30, cuts it back to the middle of the field, towards the middle of the field, and he is brought down at the 22-yard line. A gain of 13 on the play before he's finally drugged down. Tackle made by Dort College's Adam Warnches. So first and 10 for the Warriors in Dort College territory at the 22-yard line. First down and 10 for the Warriors. Fake the handoff, keeping it himself as Carls. Carls is in the open field. He's to the 15, down to the 10, and Ray Cleveland flings him to the ground. He's helped out on the play by Cole McLean, but not before another first down for the Warriors. That's a gain of 15 on the play. It's first and goal from the 8-yard line. Handoff to Meshack. Meshack inside the 5, down to the 2. And it's going to be second down and goal now from the 2. Fake the handoff to Meshack, keeping it himself as Carls. Carls racing to the corner. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Midland. So Carls with the 3-yard touchdown run, and the Midland Warriors score a touchdown, capping the 75-yard drive on the touchdown plunge by Carls. That makes it 13-7, pending the point after. On to kick is Anthony Wood. 13-7, Midland up by 6. Snap is down. Kick by Wood is up, and the kick is good. And the Midland Warriors own a 14-7 lead. 14-7 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College Football made possible by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at www.teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. 11-11 left to play in the third quarter. Midland leads 14-7. Kickoffs angling towards the sideline, and that's going to go out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders will have the football in good field position. They can take this at their own 35-yard line, and that is exactly what they will do, I would imagine. So the penalty called on Midland. It'll be Dort College football at their own 35. And it'll be Dort College's first possession of the second half. Thomas Newman is under center. Newman sends a man in motion. We might have two men in motion for the defenders. No flags, though. Newman spun down at the 37-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 2 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 8. Certainly looked like Trey Pinckney and Aaron Francis were both in motion at the same time, but no flag came out. 2nd down and 8. Dort College took advantage of a 23-yard drive earlier in this football game to tie it up at 7-7. Now they have to try to answer Midland as they score on the first drive of the second half. Newman, the ball carrier. Football might have come out. A lot of pigskin showing there. And it's going to be 3rd down as Newman is downed at the 42-yard line. 3rd down and 3 yards to go. Dort College with the football at their own 42. So 3rd down and 2, 10 minutes left to go in the third period. 14-7, Midland in front. Under center is Newman. Newman fakes the handoff, keeps it, now pitches over to Pinckney. He's got room to run. He cuts it back to the 50, to the 40. He's got a blocker out in front of him, and he's downed at the 30-yard line. A 27-yard gain on the play for Trey Pinckney, and Dort College has the football in Midland territory at the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him down actually at the 31-yard line. 9:41 left to play, and that time Pinckney almost a little too quick, outran one of his blockers. 1st down and 10 for the defenders in Midland territory at the 31. Newman sends a man in motion, hands it off up the middle, and that's Courtney Samuel. Samuel gains 2 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 8. 2nd down and 8 yards to go. A dreary afternoon, temps in the 60s. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20. Dort College moving with the wind here in the third quarter. 9 minutes left to go in the third period. Up to the line of scrimmage is Newman. Newman is going to run option, keeps it himself, and there's nothing there that time for Newman. Newman brought down at the line of scrimmage. It's 3rd down and long. 3rd down and 8 for Thomas Newman. Carried it on the veer to the right. And now Dort College will look to the sideline, get the play. You've got Darryl Van Grauw lining up wide left. Offensive line on the near side. You've got Nathan Moorhead at left tackle. And 2 men in motion, and this one's coming back. Busted play. Newman trying to make something out of it, but this one's coming back. He gained enough for a 1st down. But we had both S-backs for Dort College in motion. That's going to cost Dort College 5 yards. And it'll be 3rd down and 13 now rather than 1st down and 10. Newman did get inside the 20-yard line, got enough for a 1st down. And now Dort College will have to try to recover after the penalty. 8:08 and counting, 3rd quarter. 14-7, Midland in front. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Riley Sharper is the center. Newman fakes the handoff, passes over to Van Grauw. Van Grauw's catch is complete at the 32-yard line. Back to the original line of scrimmage on this set of downs. It's going to be 4th down and 10. 4th down and 10. And with the wind, Dort College is going to try a long field goal. This will be a 49-yard field goal attempt by Barry Dykstra. Football will be down at the 39. Cole McLean will be the holder. Snap is down. Kick is up by Dykstra. And it's through. A 49-yard field goal by Dykstra, wind-aided, and the Dort College defenders score to make it 14-10. 14-10, our score after the Barry Dykstra field goal. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Kevin Giese with the kickoff. taken by Midland in the end zone, and they'll run it out. Bringing it out for Midland is Kirk Zinnerman. Zinnerman with some room to run, and he's finally brought down at the 38-yard line. Chris Zotzman on the stop for Dort College on the Midland sideline. And with 6:59 left to go, Cameron Petrie also in on the stop. With 6:59 left to go in the third quarter, Midland will have it back, trailing, leading 14-10. 14-10, our score. Midland with the football at their own 40. Let's see if Dort College can force a turnover. Michael Carls, the quarterback, is in the pistol set now. He's got a running back behind him. He turns, hands, gives to Meshack. Meshack, well, I beg your pardon, Carls kept it himself after they faked the handoff to Meshack. I was following Meshack into the hole. In the meantime, Carls was racing around the left end, and he had an 8-yard pickup on the play. It's second down and two. Second down and two near midfield for the Warriors, leading by four. Trying to answer the defender's field goal. Fake the handoff to Meshack, keeping it himself as Carls, and Carls falls across midfield, gains enough for a first down. It's first down and 10 for the Warriors in Dort College territory at the 49-yard line. 6:25 and counting in this third period. Both teams content to run the football this afternoon has translated into a fast-moving contest. Turn, hand, give the ball to Meshack. Meshack, the ball carrier, he's to the 45-yard line before he's saddled. Tackle made by Dort College's Seth VanVoort. Teixeira on the tackle. JT Teixeira on the tackle. It's second down and five. Second down and five. Midland slowing things up now as they get the play in from the sideline. 15 seconds on the play clock. Midland will vary their tempo. Two players in the backfield with the quarterback. Carls, pump fake to the left. He's going to throw, and pass is incomplete, but a flag on the play. And I believe we're going to get Chris McDaniel possibly for a hold. Flag thrown at the 28-yard line. We'll get the indication from the referee. Flag was thrown at where McDaniel and the intended receiver were jockeying for position.
Holding on the defense, number 10. 10-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Well, that surprises me. They're going to call that on Cole McClain. It should have been on Chris McDaniel. So first down and 10 for the Warriors in Dort College territory now at the 35-yard line. 14-10, Midland in front. Movement on the line of scrimmage, and Midland's going to get back 5 yards. Movement on the right side, and far too often the only time you notice those guys is when they make the miscue, and Travis Dahl moved too quickly on the near side. Right tackle for Midland, and that's a 5-yard penalty. First and 15 for the Warriors at the Dort College 41-yard line. 5:27 left to go in the third period. Midland up to the line of scrimmage. Meshack's in the backfield along with Carls. Carls gets a snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. And bringing it right side is Carls, and Carls is driven out of bounds by McLean, and also making the stop, Cam Petrie. And a gain of 6 on the play at second down and 9. Meshack will come set on the right side in the slot. Now they'll bring him back over to the left. He's racing everywhere, and Midland's going to have to burn a timeout. Timeout on the field, 5:16 left to go in the third quarter. Midland football, second down and 9. They lead 14-10. Back with more after this.
Adort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Midland has the football. They're facing second down and nine after using their second time out of the half. Hand off to Meshack, and nothing there for Meshack. Micah Applegate was there to sniff it out. Loss of two on the play. It's going to be third and 11. So after using the timeout, Midland comes up with a draw play that doesn't do much. Micah Applegate was there to snuff it out, and that brings up third down and 11. Third and 11 for the Warriors. Carls has his team up at the line of scrimmage. 4:45 and counting, third quarter. Midland leading 14-10. Send a man in motion to the right. Back to passes Carls. Everyone's covered. He's under pressure now. Gardner giving chase. Jonathan Gardner had him wrapped up, and he got out of his grasp. Now he cuts it back the other way. Applegate on the tackle, and we have a flag on the play as well. No gain on the play. When it's all said and done, I believe we're going to have an illegal block thrown at the 46-yard line. A block below the waist called against Midland's offense. Now Dort College will have a decision to make. And Dort College will make the decision to force fourth down. Would have been 10 yards, but would have set up third down and 20 and would have given Midland another opportunity at a first down. Instead, Dort College will force Midland to punt into the wind. And Trey Pickney is stationed back at his own 10-yard line. He'll come creeping up to the 11-yard line. Let's see if Midland, fourth and 11, I don't think they'd be faking in this situation. Back to punt is Ethan Renner. Renner, a line drive, takes a bounce inside the 10. Trey Pickney will let it drop, and it'll roll dead at the 3 or 4 yard line, where it is finally down by Midland's number 32, Kyle Kowecki. So the change of possession, Dort College gets it back. 4:15 left to play in the third period. Our score, Midland 14, Dort College 10. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Poor field position for the defenders. And little or no gain on the play for Newman. Starting at their own 4, it's now at the 5. So a gain of 1 on the play. It's second down and 9. Second down and 9 for the defenders at their own 5-yard line. Thomas Newman, who's starting in place of the injured Bryce Russler. Three-man front by Midland. Newman pitches wide to Pickney. Pickney gets to the corner. He's to the 20, gets a block, 25, and spun down at the 27-yard line. Gain of 22 on the play before he's finally brought down in the Midland defensive backfield by Pat Nolan. Nolan makes the stop. Dort College has some room to breathe. They're at their own 25-yard line. 3:28 and counting, third quarter. Dort College trails Midland 14-10. 14-10, our score. Under center is Newman. Thomas Newman, sophomore from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's going to run option. Pitches it left. Gets a pitch over to Fennig, and Fennig is thrown out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Gain of 3 or 4 on the play, and it's going to be second down and 7. Second down and 7. Dort College going to the option on the outside. They've got Leonard Manuel in at fullback for this series. Dort College gets their play call from the sideline. Second down and long. Inside handoff, no. Newman keeps it himself. Turns up field. He's to the 35 and brought down. First down, Dort College. Defenders have it at their own 35-yard line, actually the 36. And Dort College working their way out from the shadow of their own goalpost. This drive started deep in their own territory inside the five. Andor College has a first down. Defenders trail 14-10, but threatening to move into Midland territory. Pickney goes in motion. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel picks up one, maybe two on the play. It's going to be second down and long. What has been nothing fancy this afternoon for either team. Both teams content to run the football almost exclusively. Where Midland has had success throwing the ball, it has been to their tight end. We've just gone under 2 minutes up to go in the third quarter. Thomas Newman under center, directing traffic. We've not seen Dort College spread things out like they did, and now the football's on the ground. The pitch is loose. It's still loose. Midland racing after it. It's inside the Dort College 10 down to the 5. And Midland says they have it. That ball came loose on the pitch, and it just kept rolling and got kicked, and now it'll be third down. Dort College got on top of it, but they end up losing a ton of yardage on the play. That football went all the way from the 37-yard line where it was marked initially now to the 5. And Dort College will be faced with third and looks like 40 to me. They need to get to the 46 for a first down. They're at their own 6. The ball very nearly got kicked all the way into the end zone. They hand it off to Manuel. Leonard Manuel, the ball carrier, he's out near the 10. And Dort College, you're going to look at it as a moral victory just to be able to punt this one away. So just after it looked like they were primed to keep the drive going, faced with a very manageable second down and 6 or 7 on that second down play, though the pitch got away and ended up near the Midland goal line before the Warriors covered it up, or before the defenders covered it up, before the Warriors could set up a short drive. So now Heath Bonestrow will be punting from his own end zone. Midland's return man near midfield. A high spiraling kick, a fair catch called for, and it's loose. It's down on the ground. Dort College covers it. The Midland player called for the fair catch. Preston Ludke had it off of his fingertips, and Daniel Fennig was there to cover it. Dort College recovers a fumbled punt for the second time this afternoon. And now they've got the offense back on the field in Midland territory at the 47-yard line. Credit Heath Bonestrow with that high-hanging punt that allowed the Dort College cover man to get down and make the play after the ball skipped off of the fingertips of the Midland return man after he had called for the fair catch. So now Dort College, a fresh set of downs. Back to pass, Newman. Dort College going for it. Pass over the top for Verhulst. He caught it. He's to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Dort College. Newman lofted it up for Sam Verhulst. Verhulst again climbs the ladder, takes the football away, and races into the end zone for a 47-yard pass and catch. And the Dort College defenders lead 16-14. 16-14, Dort College in front, pending the point after. Barry Dykstra on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, and the kick is blocked, and the Midland Warriors will try to return it. And rumbling up the sideline, the Warriors. And that's the tackle is made after the blocked point after. And the Dort College defender lead is 16-14. 16-14 our score. Kickoff after the touchdown coming up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 10 seconds left to go in the third period. Dort College taking advantage of another fumbled punt by Midland. And now the Midland Warriors, miscommunication in the end zone, and the ball skips through the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. And the Warriors will take over. First down and 10 at their own 25. A 47-yard pass and catch from Newman to Verhulst. And the Dort College defenders have a lead in this Great Plains Athletic Conference contest of 16-14. Now you need the defense to make a play or two. 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Michael Carls hands it off to Meshack. Meshack, the ball carrier. Meshack, 2 or 3 yards on the play. Vandevort in on the stop along with Jake Atkinson. Mike Applegate was there as well. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Our score, Dort College 16, Midland 14. Back with more after this. Midland with the football as the fourth quarter begins. Meshack, the ball carrier, and he is brought down after a short gain on the play. It's third down and 3. Back to pass is Carls. Carls finds his tight end over the middle, and every time he has needed a safety valve, it has been there for Midland and Nathan Schluter. Schluter, the catch. It's going to be first down and 10 now for Midland. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland football. Handoff goes to Schluter, and Schluter, the ball carrier, not Schluter, but Meshack. Meshack, the ball carrier, gains 2 on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. 14 minutes up to go in this one. Dort College leads 16-14. The point after, though, blocks, so that opens the door for Midland. They can field goal, gives them a lead. Hopefully we got a little bit left before something like that comes into play. Back to pass is Carls. Carls gets away from the rush by the defenders, and pass is completed on the far sideline near the first down marker. Tumbling out of bounds was the receiver, and that'll bring up third down and less than a yard. Midland with the football. 13:40 remaining in this game. Carls turns, hands, gives to Meshack. Meshack, nothing there. Football's out. I think the Dort College defenders have it. Do they? We're waiting. The officials. Well, did they mark him down or did the football come out? We've got no indication from the official yet. It's either fourth down or Dort College football. I've not seen the indication from the official yet, and they're going to say fourth down the way it looks to me. And Midland, in all likelihood, is going to go for it here. Clock has stopped. The officials want to take a timeout themselves and bring the chains out onto the field and talk things over. Officials will converse, and now they'll bring the chains out and stretch them out. I think it's going to be short by less than the length of a football. And it does indeed look like it is short by inches. By an inch or two, that's all the referee indicates to the Dort College sideline. Josh Shank comes into the contest. Give Dort College a little more bulk up front. He checks in for Brock Dominguez. And now Dort College will try to get a push up front. Fourth down and inches for Midland at their own 48-yard line. Dort College bunching things up, and they didn't get the push. They went to a quick snap, and the Dort College defenders plug it up the middle. Curtis Emery. In on the stop, they did not get a forward surge. Midland tried to get cute with it. They tried to go to a quick snap before everyone was set. And the Dort College defenders guessed right, and I don't think he got it. If they mark it where the football is, and they leave it there, it's going to be Dort College football, and it is. Midland went, tried to go to a quick snap. And in the process, they did not get a good push up front. And Dort College brought in a little bit of bulk up the middle. And just at the last instant, three players got in on the center for Midland. Didn't allow him to get any traction. And Carls was thrown for a one-yard loss on the play. 13:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. And Dort College is playing with the lead. 13:21 left to play in the ballgame. Handoff up the middle, and that's Courtney Samuels. You can bet Dort College is going to try to grind now. They will slow the pace up. So Dort College up to the line of scrimmage, taking their time. Under center is Newman. Newman, the ball carrier. Newman, unable to get away from the defensive player for Midland, making the stop for the Warriors. That's Jose Leon. And that's going to bring up third down and five. 12:40 left to play in this ball game. Clock can't move fast enough. If you're Dort College, boy, get a drive together, score at the end of it, you put yourself in a pretty good position. Third down and six. 12:20 left to play. Dort College will bring the clock down to about 12:10 before they have to snap it. Newman is under center. Send a man in motion, that's Fennig. Newman's going to roll left. Tucks it away. He's got some room to run. He's to the 40. Ducks, dives, first down Newman. Dort College. A little bit of creativity that time by Thomas Newman, showing some elusiveness. A first down to the Midland 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the Dort College defenders in Warrior territory. Thomas Newman, his first start for the defenders, trying to engineer a drive here in the fourth quarter to give Dort College a two-possession lead. Dort College leading by two right now. Handoff up the middle, Courtney Samuel. No, Newman kept it himself, and he's thrown for a one-yard loss on the play. Second down and 11 at the Midland 36-yard line. Second down and 11. Dort College playing it close to the vest. That play where Newman was able to get the first down, he rolled out, and now Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the field, and Thomas Newman comes off of the field shaken up. He's shaking his throwing hand. And the Dort College training staff will attend to him. Looks like he's got an issue with his thumb. And the Dort College coaching staff will gather the offense around him. And it looks like Micah Twiddell is up off of the sideline. And he'll run the play here at second and 11. Second down and 11. Second and 11, Dort College with Micah Twiddell in at quarterback. He comes in cold. Runs the option, pitches over to Fennig. Fennig turns the corner, gains two on the play, and we've got a flag on the play. That's going to be either a hold or a block in the back. Flag thrown at the 37-yard line, so the clock stops. Thomas Newman still being attended to on the sideline. Tough way for a quarterback, Micah Twiddell, to come in. Facing second and 11. So holding penalty called on the defenders. They say it was on Courtney Samuel. And now it's going to be second down and 21. Second and 21 for the defenders. Twiddell up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Samuel behind him. Francis in motion left to right. Twiddell, draw play. They give it to Samuel. Samuel, the ball carrier, and Samuel tripped up after a two-yard gain on the play. It's going to be third down and 19. 10:15 and counting. Ball game. Third down and 19. Dort College leads 16-14. Now you start to see some of the coaching staff, families pacing the sidelines up and down the bleachers. Dort College, unfamiliar territory here, leading late in a Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. Let's see if they can bring it home. Third down and 19, they play it safe. Hand off to Courtney Samuel. Samuel's the ball carrier. Samuel's inside the 35-yard line down to about the 32. And now you put yourself in a position where you can go for it on fourth down and not risk a whole lot. Football at the 34-yard line. Looks like Thomas Newman is set to resume. It's going to be third down and 10, so they didn't give him as generous a spot as I had thought. 9:20 left to play in regulation. Micah Twiddell will come to the sideline. Dort College faced with fourth down and 9. Clock is winding down to 4 seconds. They'll call a timeout at the end of the play clock, and we'll see what they decide to do here. Timeout on the field, charge to the North College defenders. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. Dort College will elect to punt here and try to pin Midland deep in their own territory. Corey Meshack is back at his own 10-yard line. Heath Bonestrow is the punter. He'll angle it towards the sideline. It's a floater. Takes a bounce at the 10. And the Dort College defenders are unable to down it. Getting his fingertips on it momentarily was Darius Williams. He's unable to stay out of the end zone, though. Are they going to give it to him? They're going to say he downed the football at the 1 yard line. Well, after watching Dort College not catch many breaks, they've caught a couple today. I thought certainly that the Midland play, or the Dort College player had fallen into the end zone with possession of the football. Now the referee's conferring. And it looks like it's going to stay at the 1 yard line. The Midland coaching staff wants an explanation. In all honesty, I can't blame him. So it's going to be Midland football at their own 1 yard line. 8:47 left to play in this game. Dort College still sitting on a 16-14 lead. 16-14 our score. Dort College in front. Dort College has scored here in the second half on a Barry Dykstra 49-yard field goal and a Sam Verhulst 47-yard pass from Thomas Newman. And now the Dort College defense will be called on to make a stop. 8:47 left to go in this game. Midland 14, Dort College 16. Carls takes the snap in the end zone, and he is down. He handed it off to Meshack. Is it a safety? It might be. It is a safety! Dort College gets 2 points, and they'll get the football back. Meshack lost his footing in his own end zone, and he is down for a safety. The Dort College defense comes up with a stop. It's now a 4-point lead for the defenders at 18-14, and Dort College will get the football back. Oddities, and when you're looking for your first Great Plains Athletic Conference win in a while, sometimes you need those oddities to happen. 18-14, Dort College up by 4. Now the defenders should get the football back on the free kick by Midland. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Renner will be kicking for Midland. He'll have to kick it from behind his 20-yard line. He'll be kicking with the wind. Trey Pickney is at his own 17. Renner, make sure everyone is set. And a booming kick. That's going to drive Pickney back to the goal line. And he's going to take it out. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And he is brought down at the 20-yard line. And he is down at the 21. He made that catch backpedaling at the goal line. May have been wise to let that one go over his head and go through the end zone. Instead, he brought it out. Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 22. Thomas Newman back in at quarterback for the defenders. His thumb issue taken care of. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders. 8:32 remaining in this football game. So Dort College with the football and the lead. Newman is under center. Newman turns, hands, gives to Lennard. Lennard, the ball carrier. Lennard picks up 10 yards straight up the gut, up to the 32. It'll be a first down. Picking himself up slowly is Trey Pickney. So Lennard with the carry straight up the gut. Trey Pickney shaken up on the play. Aaron Francis will come in from the sideline. Pickney comes off. Dort College leading 18-14, 18 seconds on the play clock, 8:10 left to go in the game. Snap back to Newman. Newman hands it off to Lennard. Lennard, the ball carrier, and Lennard picks up 1 or 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and long. Second and long for the defenders. Dort College leading 18-14, and for the second consecutive week, Dort College in a nail-biter down the stretch. They won a 14-13 decision with Dakota State last week. Can they get it going, or can they get a second one this week? A gain of 3 for Emmanuel that time. It's second down and 7. Second down and 7 yards to go. Turn, hand, give to Emmanuel, and Lennard picks up a yard or two on the play, but we've got a flag in the backfield. Not sure Dort College got that play off in time. Well, they're going to say an illegal shift on the defenders. Well, for Dort College, nothing's going to come easy. We're past the midpoint of the fourth quarter, sitting on an 18-14 lead. And Dort College up to the line of scrimmage facing second down and 12. 7 minutes remaining. Newman keeps it himself, and he's going to be spun down inside the 20. A loss of 3 on the play. It's going to be third down and long. Dort College's offense not clicking right now after that initial first down carry by Lennard Manuel. A penalty in a couple of plays where they don't pick up yardage. And now it's going to be third down and long again for the defenders. Daniel Fennig and Aaron Francis are on the field for the defenders. Newman is the quarterback. Lennard Manuel is the fullback. Verholst is split off to the right. Vendrau to the left. Newman under center sends Fennig in motion. And now a flag on the play is going to stop the clock with 6:13 remaining. I beg your pardon, that's not Lennard, but rather that's Courtney Samuels. And Courtney got called for the false start. And 5 negative yards for the defenders. And it'll be third down and 19. Dort College not doing themselves any favors right now. Leading 18-14. 6 minutes remaining in this contest. 12 seconds on the play clock. Newman is under center. Mark signals. Francis goes in motion. They hand it off to Courtney Samuels, and Samuels picks up 70 yards on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 13. Now, Midland has used 2 of their timeouts, so they only have 1 remaining, and they cannot stop the clock from winding down. This will be down near 5 minutes by the time Bonestro pumps it away. It will be into the wind. See, he's kicking from left to right. He's stationed at the Dort College 15-yard line on the north end of the football field. Bonestro gets away, a spiraling kick. It's a pretty good one. Meshack calls for the fair catch, and he fumbled it. Dort College might have recovered another one. I don't believe it. Meshack fumbles the punt. That is the third time today Midland has fumbled on the punt return. And all 3 of them have come on fair catches. That one was right through the breadbasket. Now Dort College not only will have good field position, but they can take some more time off of the clock. 5:07 left to play in this game. Midland has just used their final timeout. That is how discombobulated they are right now as they call their third timeout of the second half. Dort College leads 18-14 with the football. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, Dort College will have the football. Midland is out of timeouts according to my count. Now, maybe I got something incorrect along the way, but I believe they've used up all three of them. Newman is under center. You can bet Midland's going to try to strip the ball away. Sam Berhalst on the end around, and Sam down to the 26-yard line. And he is going to be stacked up at the 26-yard line. A gain of three on the play. Second down and seven. So second down and seven. 4:45 left to go. 30 on the play clock. Dort College can take it down to near 3:15. You can take a lot of suspense out of this one if you're Dort College if you simply score a touchdown. Up 4, 18-14. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Thomas Newman. He's got Courtney Samuels behind him. Send Francis in motion right to left. Fake the handoff to the fullback. Newman keeps it himself, and he tumbles forward for a gain of a yard on the play. It's going to be third down and six. Third and six at the 25. Into the wind, this probably would not be a manageable field goal position. Dort College facing third down and five. They need to get to inside the 20 for a first down. 3:45 and counting, ball game. Newman up to the line of scrimmage. Newman is under center. Back to pass. He's going to keep it. Runs it himself up near the 20-yard line before he's dropped. Gain maybe two on the play. It's going to be fourth down. Fourth down and a long two the way it looks to me. Dort College kept it on the ground that time. Take some more time off of the clock. And Dort College is going to show that they're going to try to a field goal here. This will be a 40-yarder into a south breeze. Barry Dykstra will try to make it a 7-point ball game. 3 minutes remaining. Dykstra out of the hold of Cole McLean. Snap is down. Kick is up. It's got the distance. Is it good? No, it's wide right. And it'll be Midland football with 2:47 left to go in this game. And now Midland will try to engineer a game-winning drive with 2:47 left to go in the contest. Midland will take over first down and 10 at their own 20. So the change of possession, Dort College trying to get up by a touchdown, trying to stretch it out to a 7-point difference on the long field goal attempt by Barry Dykstra, and that one just got up into the wind a little bit too much, and it pushed right. And now Midland has the football. Carls is the quarterback. A field goal does Midland no good at this point. Carls, back to pass. Pass to the sideline. Is complete, and now a penalty on the play. It's going to go on Ray Cleveland, and that's going to be a 15-yarder, and that is exactly what you didn't need if you're Dort College. It was completed to the Midland 38, and with the 15 yards at the end of the play, it's going to be in Midland territory at the 48, I believe. So with 2:40 left to go, Dort College is going to have to put this one away with the defense. Midland just moved from their own 20 into Dort College territory on one drive. You're going to have to make some plays yet. Carls is the quarterback. Carls, draw play, hands to Meshack. Meshack around the edge. He's to the 40, to the 35, and forced out of bounds at the 32-yard line. 2:28 left to play in this game. Midland now with the momentum as they have gotten it into Dort College territory at the 32-yard line. It's a first down. Carls fakes the handoff. Fakes right, pass over the middle, is complete, down to the 15-yard line. Pass completed to the tight end, Nathan Schluter. And the clock stopped as they reset the first down markers. And the Dort College defenders are forced to call a timeout. It's going to be first down and 10 at the Dort College 14-yard line. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 2:20 left to go in regulation. Dort College leads Midland 18-14. Midland with the football, though, in Dort College territory at the 14-yard line. Dort College defense is going to have to come up with a stop. Meshack is in the backfield with Christians. Carls, that is. Carls, back to pass. Pass over the middle to Schluter. Complete inside the five. And now Midland's in a position where they might try to slow it down. It's inside the five. First down and goal to go for Midland. They hand it off and racing to the edge and into the end zone. Touchdown, Midland. Corey Meshack around the right corner gets into the end zone with 2:05 remaining in the contest. And the Midland Warriors have taken a 20-18 lead. 20-18 our score. Midland in front. Midland has retaken the lead pending the kick by Anthony Wood. A flag on the play, and the referee pointing over at the Midland sideline. An unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Midland. And that'll be assessed on the kickoff. Midland trying to make it a three-point ball game with Anthony Wood on to kick the point after. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And Midland has taken a three-point lead at 21-18 with 2:05 remaining in this football game. Dort College will get the ball back. Midland will be kicking from there. 20-yard line when we're back right after this. Didn't take much time driving from their own 20-yard line. Helped out on the first play on a late hit call that gave Midland 15 free yards, and Dort College was on their heels from there on out. Midland gets into the end zone to take a 21-18 lead. 2:05 left to go in the game now. They're kicking from their own 20 after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty is assessed. Trey Pickney will take it at his 12-yard line. He's to the 15. To the 20, 25, 30, 35. Trey brought down at the 35-yard line, and with 1:59 left to go in the game, this will be Dort College's last chance. A field goal ties it. So Dort College starting from their own 34-yard line. I believe they've got two timeouts remaining. I beg your pardon. I believe Dort College has one timeout left. So Midland leads 21-18, 1:59 left to play. Courtney Samuels is behind Newman in the pistol. Dort College spreading it out, two to the right, two to the left. Lofts it over to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig is going to have forward progress to the 35. So a gain of one on the play. It's going to be second down and nine. Second and nine, 1:45 left to go. Dort College also going into the wind. Second down and 9 yards to go. Football's on the ground. Newman picks it up, gets a block from Courtney Samuels. Newman directing traffic. He's at the 40 and brought down at the 41-yard line. A gain of five on the play. It's going to be third down and three. 1:17 left to play in the game. Third down and three. Dort College has to get to the 44 for a first down. They do not have the luxury of killing the clock here on third down. Newman in the pistol. Newman back to pass. Looking. Lofts it to the sideline. Completed to Van Grau. Van Grau trying to get to the sideline, and he is stopped shy of the sideline, but they'll stop the clock as they reset the chains. He's into Midland territory at the 48-yard line. First down for the defenders. Football at midfield now, they mark it. I thought he was at the 49. 40 seconds and counting. Back to pass is Newman. Newman looking, throws to the sideline. Incomplete intended for Verhulst at the 42. And it'll be second down and 10. 32 seconds remaining in this contest. Midland trying to put it away with a defensive stop. Dort College 50 yards away from regaining the lead. Dort College led for much of the fourth quarter. Midland scores late, though. 15 seconds on the play clock, 32 seconds on the game clock. Clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. Dort College has one timeout remaining. Newman in the pistol, back to pass. Newman, pass over the middle, is intercepted. Midland picks it off. Verhulst slipped and fell. Dalton Jenkins makes the interception, and that's going to do it. 27 seconds left. And it's all academic at this point. Midland will have the football first down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Playing with an 18-14 lead, and they'll have to snap the football once, maybe twice. I think Dort College can stop the clock once if my count is correct. And Midland will snap it. Carls steps out from under center momentarily. 15 seconds on the play clock. He'll take a knee. And Dort College has one timeout remaining. Dort College calls their last timeout of the half. And Midland will be forced to snap the football one more time with 22 seconds remaining in this contest. Well, it looked like Dort College was going to end their winless drought. And Dort College just called the timeout. They keep it. They just wanted to stop the clock. No strategy there. Midland snaps it one more time, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Midland 21, Dort College 18. Midland improves to 2-0. Dort College falls to 1-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's football game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 21-18 this afternoon. We've got some work to do on our statistics, so we can't give you much that's official at this point. We can recap the scoring drives. Alex Moreland started the scoring for Midland, making it 7-0 on a 14-yard touchdown run with 8:20 left to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0 after the point after. Dort College came back with a touchdown of their own, 7-7. Midland respond with 11:31 left to go in the half, and I believe that came with Thomas Newman getting into the end zone for the touchdown. In the third quarter, 11:11 left to go in the third, Michael Carls, 3-yard touchdown run, completing an 11-play, 75-yard drive, made it 14-7. Dort College responded with a 49-yard field goal by Barry Dykstra, capping a 7-play, 33-yard drive. It was 14-10 at that point. Dort College would then get a touchdown pass from Sam Verhulst to Thomas Newman after a Midland fumbled punt. Dort College led 16-14 after the Barry Dykstra kick was blocked. Dort College got a safety on Midland with 8:39 left to go in the game to make it 18-14. And it wasn't that much later. Dort College attempted a field goal with about 3 minutes left to go in the contest. Midland, the kick by Dykstra was wide right. Midland got the possession and promptly went down the field in five plays, 77 yards, and made it 21-18, the final. Dort College led in tackles by Seth Vandevoort, had 11. Jake Atkinson had 7. Midland's Derek Coffle had 10. unofficially. Lennard Manuel had 6 carries for 80 yards for the defenders, while Corey Meshack had 74 yards on 22 carries. North College falls to 1-1 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Midland goes to 1-0 in the conference, and 2-0 overall. That's going to do it for a broadcast this afternoon of North College football on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.